T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. You made it to Friday night on Like It. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, baby. The weekend. Crazy ass rainy days out the way.
Thank goodness for that.
Buenos dias. Sunshine coming your way. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What's happening, y'all?
Good morning, hermanito. Good morning, beautiful Yessie.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm back.
Thank you. Somehow
you guys
she decided
me enough
to come
to have
back.
That's no, right. You guys liked me enough to come back. Because I was questioning myself. I had my insecurities.
Nah, first
of
all.
I was like, oh, okay, I did a good job.
First of all, you are amazing. You know that. Second of all, nobody else wanted to wake up this early.
Right.
From the entire AMP team. So,
Is Tam?
Not even our phone screener Tamara's here. She's like, I ain't coming back.
She's like, I'm out.
That's the beauty of this, of Southern California when you work in morning radio. Is all you got. We can't, like, Tamara hits the text. She's coming from what, Palmdale,
bro. The 14 is like a mess with fog. It's crazy right now.
She's like, yo, traffic is a mess. I'm gonna be a little late, which we all know what little means. She'll show up sometime around 7:30
on Monday.
Poor thing, man. That's a haul.
That is for real right there. Of course, our girl Chelsea is out in New York covering an awesome event, Billboard and Women in Music. So shout out to her. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us, mom, man, and keep showing up every day despite the obstacles.
You are welcome.
The 3 blocks he has to walk to get here.
How was your traffic and how was your commute this morning? You legit live across the street.
It's loaded. I had to wait for the hand this morning.
Oh my God. Oof. The hand and the puddles on the way
wait
in.
Wait for that crosswalk.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Living in Koreatown. That's a good commute right there.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Just come down Wilshire, right?
Yeah, it's just straight shot from Wilshire, and I'm here in like 7 minutes.
Dang. Mm. Now that's something you don't want to say, both producer Brad and DJ Majestic, because if there's ever anybody that's needed to rush to the studio, they're going to call them first.
Yep. Brad's closer, though.
Yeah. Brad doesn't have to get in a car. See, that's the difference between like anywhere in the mid-Wilshire area. Like my commute takes me like 6-7 minutes on the way down from West Hollywood. But 3 o'clock, all bets are off.
Oh, yeah.
That turns into like an hour for you.
And everybody tries to do the thing where like there's parking on one side of the street. They're trying to dodge around and go this way, drive in turn lanes. And then they're doing all this construction because... Thank God they're putting in a train stop now on La Brea and Wilshire.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, some sort of metro. There's some sort of metro situation going in there. I don't know what it's going to be.
It'll be ready in 10 years?
Yes.
Actually, that's actually true because they're getting ready for the Olympics. I think it's 2028 or so.
Yes.
And they're thinking, check this out, Metro's thinking about setting up some type of system. I think it's in like London and Singapore, some type of system where they're going to start charging you extra during rush hour if you want to get into downtown L.A., and use that money to try to build more rails and more trains to help out with the public transportation during the Olympics.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ride from the rich.
Yeah.
That's cool for you because you ain't traveling through downtown.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Whoever's commuting there, good luck with that.
I vote yes.
On all the referendums.
But for Yessie and I, we got to battle through downtown.
You're like all the way in Vegas. And then you have to drive out this way. And you just moved out that way.
Halfway to Vegas. I'm Chino Hills.
Halfway to Vegas. Yeah, that's far.
Man, I was... I'm sure this happened to many people yesterday, just battling the rain. Record rainfall downtown LA got 2 inches yesterday. And I was driving home. Actually, I was driving to go see my mom. I go see her every day out in the hospital. She lives even deeper in Riverside. And I was driving and then I called my nephew Eddie and I was battling traffic, man. I couldn't even see like maybe like 10 feet in front of me. It was just nuts, right? And I'm like, yo, man, I'm going to pick you up some food. I'm going to pick you up some coffee. You've been there overnight. I love you, bro. You're amazing. And then I do that, I get myself a white chocolate latte. Yeah. So I finally park, right? Of course, the only parking spot available in the entire hospital parking lot at Riverside Community Hospital is like the farthest one.
Right.
And it is raining hard. I'm not prepared, dude. I don't have an umbrella. I'm Latino. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just going to roll with it. So I got 2 bags of food, two coffees, and I'm trying to get my backpack out of the trunk, and it's pouring rain.
This look. One over here.
Mm-hmm. And the whole time, my coffee's sitting there. When I'm driving to the hospital, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to wait till I get next to my mom, bedside. I'm going to sip on that white chocolate latte, talk to her. It's going to be amazing. I'm pulling my backpack out of the trunk.
Oh, no.
I had stacked my coffee on top
of
my nephew's coffee on my left hand. And I'm like, just when I thought I made it, I go to shut the trunk, right? Boom! In that movement, there goes my white chocolate latte from Coffee Bean. And I see it. I'm like, as it's falling in my mind, I'm like, maybe the top lid will just stay on long enough to hold some of the liquid
like you get
in
half
there.
Of it.
Yeah.
And then I can still rescue it. And I see it as it's falling. Boom! Lid pops off. White chocolate latte goes streaming into the rain, into the water, and
my
it just
heart
is like
just
bleeding
broke.
Out, bro. I was like, no!
It's just bleeding out.
My
latte! White chocolate, no!
Ricky!
I'm not gonna lie to you. I picked up that cup. There was like a little bit left at the bottom, and I just said, for the homies.
Yeah, yeah. I would have done the same thing, though. Oh, my God. You just broke my heart because I've been there.
You have to. You have to. You got 70 cents in the bottom of that cup still. $4.80 on the street.
Amen to that.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Good morning. Happy Friday. 6:21 right now. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Our girl Yessi Ortiz filling in for Chelsea today. Guess what? It's going to be sunny.
Oh, yes.
Highs in the 60s today after yesterday's warpath, trying to get it in to work and back to work, home and school. Mm-hmm. We made it.
Yes, we did.
Coming up next, we'll catch up about our exciting weekend plans. Hopefully, you have some good ones as well.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Our girl Chelsea out in New York. Yessi Ortiz covering for her. We appreciate you, Miss Yessi Ortiz from our midday show.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me back.
Hopefully you have some great weekend plans and expectations for yourself. We're going to get into what we're looking forward to do this weekend. Brian, let's kick it off with you, bro. What are you getting into, man?
My girlfriend's flying in today. She gets in about noon. Yeah, so it'll be good. She's got like a lot of concerts this
weekend.
Is
she coming here? I want to meet her.
No, she's not coming here. Nope, sorry.
No, she's not coming here.
No, she's not.
I feel like every time she comes out this way, you don't like bring her by.
Whoa.
You brought her by once.
Yeah,
once.
Yeah.
She, usually here's the problem. Usually when she getting into town, it's after the show's wrapped, and she wants to go do something. She wants to just come hang out at my work. Or when she's leaving, the plan is always like, oh, I'll stop by the station on the way to the airport. Like, I'm going to Uber to the airport. And then it's like, I get a text from her going, I'm running late. I just got to go to the airport.
Right.
So,
and just to get a little bit of context, Brian's girlfriend lives in Atlanta, so they kind of fly back and forth, and it's been amazing, man. Major props. All this year, you guys have kept it alive like that, man.
Yeah,
that's determination.
This one was a tougher weekend because she was just out here for Thanksgiving for the week,
yeah.
And we have two dogs, and man, dogs are a pain in the ass when it comes to trying to, like, you know, you got to find someone to keep an eye on them, and then she's got to get up earlier to go to drop them off at our friend's house, then go to the airport, and you're dealing with Atlanta traffic, which is exactly the same as Los Angeles traffic, garbage.
You know, I think that's the only thing that cats have on dogs.
Oh, yeah.
You can just leave a cat.
Just throw it out.
It'll be all right.
Yeah.
Just a bowl of water and a hot dog. Be back in two days,
bud. A box of sand.
Yeah,
a box of sand.
That's it.
You're good.
You're good to go. You leave that for your dog. You're like, they don't know what to do.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, so actually, you know what? It's really cool because Nine Inch Nails is doing like a residency at the Palladium on Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset Boulevard. And it's an amazing venue, like kind of old school.
Yeah.
Like, just there's no real VIP. It's just a big old room of everybody. And my girlfriend loves Nine Inch Nails. So I got tickets to go to Nine Inch Nails, and then we're going to the K-Rock Acoustic Christmas, which Yessi just learned what acoustic meant like 2 days ago.
I didn't know. I mean, I've been a fan of K-Rock for so many years.
Yeah,
that, like,
legendary.
Legendary. So, like, back in the days, you know, I was younger before I got into radio, and I was like, man, this show sounds incredible, but what does acoustic mean?
Yeah, and for those of you that are listening around, you're like, yo, what does it mean?
You know,
Yessi, you want to take it away?
I still don't know.
She's like, I don't want to explain it.
Yeah, no, it was like unplugged, right? Like, it
still doesn't know.
I mean, it's still kind of plugged in. They just play different instruments.
But see, like, you go to the show and there's still like a band, and it's like, you know,
yo, I'm on your team.
And I'm like, bro, what are we doing? Is this an intimate affair
or not? More raw, like, you know, like a regular guitar instead of like electric guitar, you know, acoustic style. Yeah, yeah, that's dope.
See, acoustic style. We didn't even know.
You know what's funny about that? Bringing up Nine Inch Nails, yesterday I went to go see my barber out in Chino, and his name's Manny at the cutting room. And it's funny because it was raining. And I'm sitting there, and dude is playing videos of, like, Nirvana, Nine Inch Nails, like, Third Eye Blind. And it was so sad, bro. Just sitting there getting my hair done. I'm like, bro, are you okay? What's going on? You know what
I'm
saying?
That was the skater days, emo days, too.
He's like, the rain's got me in some kind of mood, man.
He's like, man, he's like, he used to play AAA baseball. He's like, yo, man, it just brings me back to my days when I played baseball as a pitcher. My roommate was some white kid. And he used to love this music. It just takes me back to those days, you know?
Yeah.
It was dope. So anyways, he wasn't mad, depressed, or nothing. What are you getting into? Yes,
today is Milo's birthday.
Your boyfriend!
Today's my boyfriend's birthday, my partner.
He's
dude,
awesome.
I'm so excited because today I'm flying him somewhere. Should I have said that? Because he didn't even know we were flying or train.
She's not listening.
I just messed it up. I hope he's
listening. But it could be flying on anything. It could be a hot air balloon.
That's
it could
true.
Be like a hang glider.
So taking him somewhere as a surprise. He has no idea where we're going.
All he knows is that you gave him the temperature.
Right.
So he knows how to pack. Which you said 30 degrees Fahrenheit, not Celsius.
Right.
The high.
Is the high.
He could have thought that he was going up to Big Bear or Mountain High because crazy amount of snow right now.
8 degrees. Like, the lows is 8 degrees.
But it's not.
Crazy.
But he's flying somewhere. So it's going to be at least outside of SoCal. How exciting is that?
So he has no idea. He'll find out when we get to the gate where we're going.
Look at Yessie.
And then I'm like, throw in a pair of swim trunks. He's like, swim trunks.
Wait, it's 4 degrees. You doing that?
Just never know.
Sounds like there's a hot tub involved.
Yeah. That's exactly what he said. He's like, oh, okay.
Get it, Yessie.
Never know.
You're going to have to call in on Monday. I want to hear an update about this.
I don't know if I want to tell y'all.
How'd that hot tub go?
Yeah, right?
All right, man. This weekend.
I know we're close, but maybe not too close.
Not there yet. not there yet. All right, man, we talked about acoustic. We can talk about anything.
That's true, right?
This weekend, man, I look forward to keep getting inspired by my mom. Today is 5 weeks that she's been in the hospital. And I say inspired because, I could focus on all the times, the last 2 weeks that we almost lost her. But I choose to focus on the miracles and how God's given her strength and her, really her perseverance to wanting to stay alive and keep getting, having drawbacks, but then her comebacks are bigger than her fallbacks. And she's doing better every day this week. And I'm so proud of her. And I keep getting inspired by her that she wants to live so badly.
And that is the best way to think about it, though. That is the best way that she wants to live so badly and you want to live for her. And you are thankful for for the love and the care that she's been receiving and how, you guys are all going to be able to move forward together and be there for each other.
So I look forward to seeing her and spending time with my wife and my daughter because of this. Right after work, I go to the hospital every day till about 8 p.m. And so the weekend is a little bit of a break in the sense that, there's more time. I don't have to come to work. So I get to spend time with my wife and my daughter. My wife is pregnant right now. So I look forward to being with them. So it's going to be a blessing, man. Thank you, our listeners, for praying for Mom Bella, which is the nickname that her grandchildren gave her because they couldn't say Bella. So they called her Bella, which means beautiful in Spanish.
That's so sweet.
And my mom, when she heard that first, she's like, that's fine. Everybody call me Bella from now on.
She was okay with that one.
Shout out to the entire medical staff at Riverside Community Hospital, Dr. Bedard, Dr. Rutland, Dr. Patel, Dr. Poehler, thank you so much for everything you guys are doing. And the nurses, it's funny because the nurses used to get excited when I would get there because I always bring them like coffee or some snacks. And they're like, oh my gosh, you guys are amazing. Thank you. But now they wait for my brother George to get there.
Did he step up?
He blew me out of the water, yo.
It's unfair, though. George has got an unfair advantage. I don't think Yessie even knows what his advantage is.
He's the executive pastry chef at Disneyland Grand California Hotel.
What?
So homeboy shows up with like
strudels,
like vegan Disneyland Mickey Mouse cookies for everybody. And yesterday he rolled up with what's that French word we didn't know how to say when we're at Disneyland? You know what I'm talking macaroon.
Man, macaroons.
Macaroon. I was like croissant.
Croissant.
Yes, he's like acoustic.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Chelsea's out in New York. Yessie Ortiz is covering for her. Thank you for being with us, Yessie.
Man, thanks for letting me be here.
She's like, why am I saying thanks?
She's over there
for letting me be here.
She's over there ripping through Twitter right now. She realized she hasn't tweeted in 5 days,
dude,
and we were concerned her following didn't know she was still alive.
I was like, I haven't tweeted in 5 days, guys.
What's gonna be your first tweet in 5 days?
I just realized that I hadn't tweeted in 5 days.
Oh, that's your tweet?
Guys, I'm okay. Everything's fine.
Family, friends, thanks to the morning show, they found out you're still good.
Everybody, I'm
there
alive.
There she is.
There I am.
There she is. All right, man. Coming up next, the Oscars. And remember, Kevin Hart hosting the Oscars. Well, little situation going on. Thank you. Next, Kevin Hart.
It was a quick run.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're all excited because, There's going to be some extra diversity coming into the Oscars. And yeah. Kevin Hart was going to host. We're all pretty stoked about
that. Kevin Hart was excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was like, excited. Dream come true.
And all of a sudden, not so much. And Brian's got the info as to why.
He had a 2-day run. Actually, no, 36 hours. It was announced on Wednesday afternoon that Kevin Hart was going to host the 91st Annual Academy Awards, the Oscars, which you're right. The diversity thing is something that the Oscars have struggled with for a long time. Mm-hmm. And Kevin Hart, for him, this was kind of like the as a comedian and as a black man, as a black comedian, for him, like all the posts that he said was like, this is like my, like, I am here, America.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, when you start to host those award shows, you go from like a niche market comedian who's got, you know, plays like the urban circuits or whatever, and he's been crossing over the last 5-6 years, becoming a mainstream phenomenon. And Kevin Hart's funny. Yeah. I was like, I was really looking forward to the Oscars because I felt like he'd bring a lighthearted take to it as well. We're in kind of a time where no one wants to hear politics mixed up with their award shows and vice versa, or they're going to take heat if they don't address something. But Kevin Hart has a way of diffusing a lot of situations in a very funny way. Well, tweets surfaced. He's on the road in Australia, and tweets surfaced. He got a phone call from his management team. They're like, "Oh, Kevin, like everyone's mad at you." Tweets resurfaced from 10 years ago that were very homophobic and just frankly not funny in the slightest, even if you're a fan of joke, like if you're a fan of joke structure, there was no structure to them. They were just kind of like homophobic kind of slurs and rants and things.
Yeah.
So people want to apologize. Do we have the audio of some of the apologies?
Yeah, we're working on it.
Okay, never mind. I'll read it. I have some of it right here. So they said that his first statement was, "Yo, I'm a 40-year-old man. Like, if you don't think people change..." Like, those were 10 years ago, right? I'm 40, people change. Like, I don't feel like, he basically kind of came off like, I don't feel like I should apologize for some of the homophobic tweets that I had 10 years ago, right? Yeah. A lot of people were like, that's not an apology, right? So then he came out again and was like, hey, you know, like, I'm sorry if my words 10 years ago hurt people. That's not who I am now. I apologize to the LGBT community. Finally, just became too much, and he stepped down as the Oscars host. So he will no longer be hosting the Oscars. Which stinks for a lot of reasons that we already talked about who he is and whatnot. Now, for me, the question is you're 40 now. You had some really awful homophobic tweets, which I read. They were supposed to be jokes. They're not funny.
Right.
Two things at play here. One, I don't think 30 and 40 are that big a difference. I think you're definitely an adult at 30.
Yeah.
What I see being a thing is at 30, his fan base was a different group of people, a smaller. And he was playing to the people who, those were jokes that he was doing. Those jokes that worked as a comedian. And so, like, the homophobic stuff, which I don't agree with, worked in that when he was working comedy clubs in New York or whatever. And now he's mainstream Kevin Hart. You can't have those tweets when you're mainstream Kevin Hart because you need to appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
And he also mentioned, and what he's trying to explain why he's stepping down is like, look, that night, I wanted to be about the actors and everybody involved and all the people that are nominated. And I know that if I continue as a host, it's going to be about the tweets. And it's going to be about, oh, what is he going to say about it? Or who's going to give him the cold shoulder and so on and so forth. It's going to become more around the controversy rather than really celebrating the people that are being nominated. And he's just saying, like, look, I've explained myself in the past. I'm no longer that person. I'm a different person. I've grown. And therefore, I'm stepping down. My question is, like, don't you think that whoever decided to bring Kevin Hart on board didn't know this already? That, I mean, do they not do their research? And I'm just playing like conspiracy theory here.
Right.
But like, I wonder if maybe they did know about this and they're like, hey, this maybe will break right around when the Oscars is going to air, increase our ratings.
Oh, like there's
people,
like,
people are going to want to find out what's going to happen.
Is he going to be on there or what is he going to say about it? Et cetera, et cetera.
I'm just throwing out that conspiracy theory.
That's actually a really pretty solid conspiracy. And because Kevin Hart did say, listen, they called me, they wanted me to step down get stepped down.
Yeah.
He stepped down on his own. He got forced to step down, really, because he wasn't going to apologize, which I kind of a little bit disagree with you, at the same time agree, which is, I know, complicated, Brian, because he did make those tweets 10 years ago. And 30 and 40 are very close to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, he did apologize. How many more times can you apologize? And how many more times are you going to be held back from, like, growing?
Mm-hmm.
You can't grow if you continue to go back to the same mistake and continue to apologize.
Right.
If I don't know. It's
sure.
just.
I mean, I definitely think there's a maturity difference in those two ages. What I would say is to that is, okay, one, I think people need a time to formulate a response. I think he knee-jerk reacted and responded in a way that wasn't going to suffice to the LGBT right. community and to people in show business. To the conspiracy theory thing, I honestly think people don't know who Kevin Hart is. The Academy, the people who are booking the hosts, they think Kevin Hart just came out of nowhere 3 years ago in this like this blockbuster star comedian. What they don't know is that Kevin Hart is not an overnight success. Kevin Hart has right. been a successful yeah. comedian for 25 years. He had his first Comedy Central Presents in like the early 2000s, late 90s, when right. he was 25 years old. He was a way different comedian now. It'd be like if you went back and looked at Eddie Murphy's stand-up special and tried to grill him on some of those jokes. Yeah. People do change. I think that he should have taken a step back a little bit, really worked with his team a little bit on it. And because it is a moment where you could have had a thing where, listen, I was wrong. Those were bad. My perspective on life has changed. From 30 to 40, I've become a better father, a better comedian. Mm-hmm. I got money. That changes you. I know. So those things can be said, and both things can be true at the same time. I just think the way he handled it was he wanted to please the comedian purists who were like, don't apologize, they're just jokes. And also the people who are part of the Academy. Right. But you can't please both. You got to pick.
That's why it's controversial.
Yeah.
So there's that. We'll
who's
see
gonna be watching?
Who's going to be the host now, right? We'll find out.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Our girl Chelsea is out in New York working, and we have Jesse Ortiz covering for her. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Man, yeah. I'm kind of jealous, too, because Chelsea's like interviewing some amazing women in New York.
Amazing women in music in for music. Billboard, and that is awesome. And we're jealous of you, Jesse, because of who your boyfriend is. And we were just talking about this off the air right now, because Jesse all of a sudden goes like, oh my gosh, I can't find a good picture of my boyfriend to pose for his birthday today. And we're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, dude, guys,
he's so sexy. Like, Milo, he has him. I'm like,
I have a low-key mad crush on him. Looks like a better version of Drake.
Right.
But that's not what I meant.
And
I
he's
meant
intelligent.
To...
He's a psychologist. Like, yeah. Get out of here. I
mean, he looks like Drake with a bench press.
But yes. I didn't mean it that way, because we have so many good photos that I was like, what angle do I want to post? Quirky, fun, handsome. Like, yeah. What's the angle here?
See, I also took it like...
My wife's never had that challenge that you have right now.
He's got all quirky angles. I took it like, man, he's such a good-looking dude. And she's like, I can't find a good picture. Like, you know, some people, they're like so good-looking in person, but they photo weird.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, damn, that's Milo's one flaw. He's smart, good-looking, like super sweet, but you can't get a good photo of him for some reason.
Yeah, because there's so many of them, and you got to choose the right angle. You know what I mean? There's so many good photos.
Yeah, low-key, he's hot.
He really is. Right, and cool. He's good on camera and off camera.
Like, there you go.
His vibe.
That's a good birthday
you know
present
I mean?
Right there.
Absolutely. So I'm trying to figure out which one through my gallery.
Jesse, we get it. You're crushing on him. That's a good.
I really am.
That's good.
That's the love of my life.
Awesome right there. All right, coming up next, maybe you've hooked up with your love of your life and you decide to have children. And if you're between the ages of 22 and 37, whether you like it or not, that makes you a quote-unquote millennial. So everybody in the studio, we're millennials. And it's funny because this new study came out, and you've probably already seen it on the streets, but allegedly, most millennials are now naming their kids after trendy foods that
what?
They love.
Acai bowl.
I have not seen that study. Acai bowl.
What up, acai? So try to guess what the number one name is that millennials are choosing for their kids, named after trendy foods that they love, right? Text us, 877-971-HITS, 877-971-4487. If you're a teacher, just go ahead and text us your roll call.
Oh my God, that's the worst. I remember those days.
So complicated.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Chelsea's out for the day. We got Jesse Ortiz covering for her. Thank you for hanging out with us, Jesse. Catching up in regards to, I know you've seen them, these crazy names that us millennials are naming our kids nowadays. If you're between the ages of 22 to 37, whether you like it or not, you're considered a millennial. Some teachers looking at roll call, and it looks like names from like a grocery store list.
Like Whole Foods.
From Whole Foods, you know what I'm saying? So allegedly, according to the study, top names that are being used this year, at least, were names based off of trendy foods that millennials love. Can you guys guess what came in number one?
Kale.
Yeah, I thought kale was good.
Kale was a good, solid answer.
I grew up with a kale.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Trendsetter
yeah.
right there.
Yeah, his name was Kale is the name.
And it was a guy or girl?
Guy.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, a guy named Kale. I that was before I even knew kale was like a superfood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chessie, I mean, Jesse.
It's okay, too.
Chessie.
Chessie.
Yelsie.
Hey, Chessie.
No, I mean, I thought maybe kale too, but arugula? I don't know. That's a terrible
Bravo.
Name, but when you nickname it, you know?
Avoto. here it is, guys. So number three is maple.
Oh. I like that name. That's cute, sounds right? like a throwback.
Maple?
Number two, kale.
Oh, there so you go. Were close.
Number one, kiwi.
Oh, that's kiwi. Adorable. Yeah.
Kiwi, baby kiwi. That's cute, but that's kind of crazy not, when you grow up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting right there. I don't think that would fly for me, and I think they probably surveyed mostly like white folk, I think, because like my trendy food that I love is al pastor. You know what I'm saying? Like seasoned pork.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that would fly. Like, get over here, al pastor. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how about
just
concha?
Concha! Yeah, which is a really good
pan
bread.
Dulce.
Yeah.
I always think it's interesting. I remember when I was teaching kindergarten, and you could tell like what the trends were 10 years before, 5 years or whatever
yeah.
before in terms of pop culture. And so there's like right now, there's a ton of kids with Game of Thrones names.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I can't even remember some of the names right now, but like some of the, like, what are some of the, even some of the actors' names.
I don't watch the show, but the Game of Thrones is
Cersei,
a big show
yeah, names
for me
like,
to know about
like
it.
Like Cersei yeah. and stuff like that. That I find, and Sansa, like interesting names from people because they're names that aren't traditional.
Right.
And you can tell like what generation you grew up in. Like like the 80s, there was a lot of Bryans, man.
Oh, yeah.
I was mad at my mom. I was like, Mom, we got something cool. I have my brother's names are Patrick and Killian. I'm like, those are dope. And Brian?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, sound like I work at Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Yeah, you're right about pop culture, whatever's on TV, too. My mom named me after a novella star that she had a crush on.
Did she really?
Yeah, Edgar. And, like, I'd look nothing like a novella star. You know what I'm saying?
In her eyes, you did.
Aw, thank you. Let's go with Rochelle from Lakewood. Good morning, Rochelle.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Speaking about pop culture, you named your kids after one of your favorite things, right?
Yeah, so being a millennial and growing up, you know, in the age of Mortal Kombat and also being a martial artist myself,
ooh.
I decided to name my daughters after two of the Mortal Kombat characters. So my older daughter, 3 and a half, her name is Kitana.
Kitana!
And my two-year-old is named Jade.
Nice.
Okay. Kitana's badass.
Tell me you're going to have another child named Scorpion.
We're done, but if we did, it probably would have been either Liu Kang or Raiden.
Liu Kang was amazing.
Fatality.
That's awesome. I love that, Rochelle. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
And those names can go on for like 10 more years, 15 more years. It's not going to be like, what is this, Brian?
There is a big, yeah, right. It's that guy, Brian. There is a big trend with like Braden's, Jaden's, Caden's, yeah. You know, like a lot. Like I've seen a ton of those names. And they sound interesting. I just wanted an interesting name.
You know what's interesting is that like when a dad really wanted a boy and they get a girl. And then they're like, because they want to name it after themselves. Like, I don't know if the dude's name is like Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the girl's name is like Fernanda.
Oh, yeah.
Like, somewhere. I'm going to get that.
You're going to get the fern in there.
97.1 AM.
AM Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
DJ Majestic, turn it up for you in the AM Mini Mix. Mm-hmm. Speaking about tearing it up, your kids always tearing up the house. Your life. Not just playing.
No, you're not playing. They are tearing up your life.
Listen, I have a child. She's two. And yeah, she does tear it up. But I love her very much. All right. Coming up next, we got the Santa call. Calling your kids that are tearing up your life. Trying to get them from the naughty list to the nice list.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Jessie Ortiz is filling in. Happy birthday to her boyfriend, Milo.
Happy birthday, Milo.
All the men in the studio have a low-key man crush on him. Just saying.
I know. I think everyone decided. We've all decided in here.
Yes.
Milo's our official man crush Monday for forever.
Forever, ever, yeah. and ever.
I feel like it's not low-key when you talk about it on the radio publicly. It's like high-key. Like that's Milo's going to be concerned.
It's like Mariah Carey key.
Hey, that's pretty high.
Big shout-out to the 310. We were talking about millennial names. Millennials choosing weird names for their kids. And I think this one tops it, man. 310 just texted and said, hey, my nephew is named Imani Nerfin, okay? But you pronounce it, I'm a Niner fan.
You're lying.
That can't
that
be
is not real.
That's how you pronounce it. So it's spelled out like, I'm a Niner fan, and that's how you pronounce it.
So his name is I'm a Niner fan.
And for short, they call him Niner.
If I was a teacher and I saw that, I'm calling CPS. Because I just don't think his parents are making decisions for him. They're making it for them, man. That's not fair. What are you doing?
His parents may or may not have been high when they chose that name.
Oh my God, that poor kid. kids.
That's not, wow. That can't be real. Through
that can't be real.
I hope it's not real. But it came in as
Let
a text.
Let me talk to their parents.
If somebody wrote it, it must be real.
That's right. Our text. No one ever lies to us on the text line.
All right, man. Speaking about lying, it's not good, especially if you're a child. Please do not lie. You will get on the naughty list.
Yeah.
And then Santa's going to have to call you and talk to you about it and try to get you on the nice list. We do it Monday through Friday at this time. Reach out to Santa on the North Pole. He's nice enough to call your kids and put them in check. Brian, who are we going to hear today? Who did Santa call?
We got a call. We got an email from Amber. Uh-huh. And she has a whole slew of kids that she needed help with.
Oh.
Her two daughters are Chloe and Cadence. And she also was always keeping an eye on Chloe and Cadence's little cousins. Mm-hmm. So she needed help immediately yesterday after school. So in the afternoon, I patched her through to the North Pole to give her a little bit of help on her way home.
Sounds so nice for doing this, man.
Hello?
Hello, is this Amber?
Yes.
Hey, Amber. It's Santa Claus. Oh, who is that sweet little angel in the background?
Hi, Santa Claus.
Oh, is this Chloe or Cadence?
Cadence.
Is your sister Chloe with you, too?
Yeah, I want a present.
Slow your roll there, sister.
Let's get to it.
Do you guys think you've been on the nice list this year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what all guilty people say.
Oh, man.
What have you done that's not been nice this year?
Fighting sister.
Oh, you've been fighting with your sister?
I didn't mean to do it. We're friends and cousins.
You're what?
She says their cousins are in the car as well.
How many kids do we have? Holy moly.
One, two, three,
four. Bad kids.
Four bad kids. Oh, Amber, you have your hands full.
Yeah, we didn't mean to be bad.
As long as you don't mean to be bad, you are good in Santa Claus's book. Okay, first of all, says here in my notes that you guys need to stop farting on your mom, Amber. Is that true?
Yes, smell like farty.
Oh, they smell like farty.
It does not smell like cotton candy.
Hold on. I feel like this is going the wrong way fast. Who said their farts smell like cotton candy?
Oh,
all of you think your farts smell like cotton candy?
Yeah.
What about the rest of you cousins in the car? What do you guys' farts smell like?
I smell like deviled eggs.
Oh, deviled eggs. My farts are the only farts that smell good, and they smell like candy canes, okay?
That's funny. They smell like candy canes. I love candy canes.
Oh, then you know what I'm going to do when I go to your house and I drop off presents? I'm going to fart a bunch in your house so it smells like candy canes. Is that okay?
Yay!
Amber, stay out of this. This is between me and the kids.
Mommy fart too.
Oh, Amber.
Oh, this just turned into one heck of a fart fiesta now, didn't it? Let's talk about what you guys want for Christmas. Chloe, you're up first. What do you want for Christmas?
I want a real unicorn.
A real unicorn? Holy moly, all the kids want real unicorns. I'm going to have to go track those things down. Cadence, what about you? What would you like for Christmas?
A fingerling.
A fingerling? Oh, I love those little guys. What about the cousins in the car? I'm not going to leave them out of this. What do they want for Christmas?
Can I get a tablet?
Oh, work on a tablet. Tablets I can do. Okay, what about the other cousin?
I want a reindeer.
How am I going to get home if I drop off a reindeer? I can't leave a reindeer.
I want clothes.
Clothes? Of course I can do clothes. Look at me. I'm the most styling guy that I know. Fashion icon over here. You should have laughed at me when I called myself a fashion icon. Rude. I'll tell you what I'm going to bring you guys for sure, and that is a bunch of air fresheners for that fart wagon that you're driving. You guys are all on the nice list. Merry Christmas. I love you all.
Bye, Santa.
You're back on the naughty list, you little farter.
Oh, my gosh. You said I'll fart in your face, Santa.
She came with threats at Santa
Claus. Can we invite Candace over and just let her host? She's so cute.
Amber's the mom, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Amber's got her hands full. Yes. And she got blown up on the radio for farting.
Well, it sounds like she gets blown up in the car.
That's right.
All day going to school. Somebody get her an oxygen mask for Christmas,
It just comes from the ceiling like an airplane flight. Attach yours before you attach the kids.
In her car. are, absolutely. Listen, if you want Santa to reach out to your kids, I know we're getting lots of texts. Sometimes Santa sounds like Homer Simpson, sometimes like Anchorman. Listen, Santa has been all around the world. And he's been hanging
he's
out with tons
of
people.
He's picked up a couple of accents here and there.
He's bilingual. He speaks all languages.
All of it. Bilingual speaks all languages.
He's multilingual.
Wow. Okay, here we are. Good morning. It's Friday.
I love
that. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
7:41 in the morning right now. Listen, as you know, we have connections with Santa because he calls your kids weekdays. At 7:25 and 9:25 in the morning. Make sure you tune in for that. And he also shared with us what adults are asking for. And a lot of the things we can't share with you on the air. But at the very top are adults are asking Santa for a significant other for Christmas or at least a cuddle buddy.
It's cuddle weather.
Absolutely. Especially yesterday. It was raining so much. You just want to be chilling. It felt like it was 9 p.m. at 2 p.m. yesterday.
It did.
I was so dark out.
Sitting in the office, like just staring out the window going like, I just want to stay here on this couch.
Yeah.
And cuddle with somebody.
The big windows and nice and cozy. Yeah.
Staring out at Wilshire Boulevard, all the people who didn't bring umbrellas to work for the second day in a row.
Just running as fast as they can across the street.
Sprinting. Across, like that, like people are jaywalking, just sprinting.
People pulling like hamstrings and whatnot. It's all worth it. Anyways, because of that, we have the hookup hotline trying to help you out, trying to help Santa out. You know what I'm saying? So if you're looking for a cuddle buddy or a new significant other, hit us up 877-971-HITS. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio. Coming up next.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Let's be honest. It's getting chilly outside. The holidays are around the corner. You need an organic blanket to keep you warm. That's why we provide our services. Every Friday, the hookup hotline goes down at this time. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio.
We give two people 97.1 seconds to ask each other whatever they want and get to know each other, maybe find love, a new friend, or none of that. And then at the end, you get to decide whether you want to hook up or hang up.
We got Trish, age 28, from North Hollywood. Good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
We're doing great, Trish. Hopefully, we can make your dreams come true.
Let's set the bar a little bit lower. Just maybe like a fantasy of some sort.
Ooh, all right. Let me introduce you to your future fantasy. Her name is Renee, age 30, from Van Nuys. Good morning, Renee.
Hello. How we all doing?
Fantastic. All right, 97.1 seconds on the clock. Let the hookup begin. Go.
Hey, Renee.
Hey.
So tell me what you do, Trish.
I'm a personal assistant / nanny.
Fun. Wow, what a hustle.
For fun, I just hang out with my friends, hear live music. I like to go hiking.
Oh, cool. What kind of music you into?
Basically anything except country or music where they scream so much you don't understand what they're saying.
Okay. I like that. I can get down with any of that.
Let's see. And I hang out with my dog, Nala. She's pretty dope. And a dog? Yeah.
Well, I hope you don't mind, but I'm a cat person. I enjoy dogs, but I have my own little feline friend.
Nice. So what about you? What do you do?
I'm a bartender.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not working?
Yeah, I'm a big movie buff. I like to hike. What else do I do? Nurse a hangover.
Nurse a hangover. You're my kind of girl.
So you like to party. You like to go out.
I mean, it would make the whole being a bartender thing more bearable if I enjoyed that scene.
That's sass. Time's up. There it is. All right. Trish, age 38, from North Hollywood. She's a nanny and is a dog person. Renee, age 30, from Van Nuys. She's a bartender, loves to nurse her hangovers, has a sexy deep voice, and is a cat person. Trish, we're going to go with you first. We want to know if you want to hook up or hang up. Renee, you're going to be on hold. That way you won't be able to hear Trish's answer, and you won't be able to be swayed by it, all right?
Oh, okay.
All right, hang tight. Trish.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Renee?
Yeah, I totally meet her. She sounds sexy.
Who cares if she has cats and I have a dog?
I mean,
as long as they don't kill each other.
Also, she's a bartender. You go out and get banged up enough, which sounds like she likes to do, you won't even realize it's a cat or dog.
For free. I think it's a good match for you guys. You're a nanny, and she's hungover a lot, so you can take care of her, you know?
That's right.
All right, Trish, hang tight. All right, I'm going to get her answer. You're going to be on hold and won't be able to hear it, okay?
Cool.
Renee!
Hey!
What are your thoughts on Trish?
I think she sounds kind of cool. I mean, I think 90 seconds is not enough.
Yeah, that's why we give 97.1. But
yeah. I mean, that 7.1 is the game changer
there. Yeah, sometimes it goes by really fast.
I would go on a date with her. She seemed very, like, calm and cash, which is a good vibe. She seemed like very no drama.
All right, cool. Well, I'm going to bring her back on. She was on hold. Trish and Renee.
Hello.
Hello.
Congratulations. You both decided to hook up.
Oh, awesome.
So I guess we're going to find out if cat and dog people actually can live together and hang out. I don't know about living. I'm saying they're going to move in together. But, you know, just get along. Yeah, yeah.
You've already crafted your third date, and that's moving trucks.
Oh,
I think Renee would be down. Renee, you would probably do something like that, right? Like move in with somebody after the third date?
I don't need to talk about my ex-girlfriend right now.
Hey, if it's okay with you guys, we would love to check in on Monday around this time and see what happened over the weekend. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's great.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Chelsea's out in New York today. Yessi Ortiz is in filling in for her. Ready to battle it out with Brian.
Ooh.
Your chance to win 4 tickets to celebrate the holiday season at LA Zoo Lights by playing your favorite game. Is he the father or not? This is the way it works. We're going to present you with different baby daddy scenarios from the Maury Povich Show. And you'll have to guess, is he the father or not, okay? You're going to choose who you want as your team captain, Team Brian, or Team Yessi Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever gets the 2 points first wins the game, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is the way it works. If you answer correctly, you get a point. If you answer incorrectly, the other team gets a point.
And Yessi's brand new to it, so we got a clean slate. Yeah. I don't really know. I have no scouting report on her. If it was Chelsea, I was pretty confident I'll beat her because I'm up 9 to 5 on her.
I'm pretty good as a bystander as I listen, but, you know, we'll see what's happening.
Pressure's on, though. There's pressure.
There's extra added pressure today.
How's your baby daddy game? Yes.
How's your baby daddy game?
I don't know how to answer that.
Is it strong? Does that mean none or yes?
Is that a trick question?
Yeah, I don't know if I want to answer, but, I, you know, as a bystander listening, I think I'm all right.
All right,
I
cool.
I think I'm all right.
Let's meet our contestants this morning. We got Bridget from Inglewood of To No Good.
What?
What's that?
Bridget, how's your baby daddy game?
It's... Okay.
That's how you answer that. You're like, I don't know. Man, come on. Let's just play the game.
Bridget, do you want to be Team Brian or Team Yessi Ortiz?
Team Brian.
All right, yeah. There it is. Let me introduce you to Hovik from Glendale. Good morning, Hove.
Good morning, good morning.
Hove. All right, man. You are Team Yessi Ortiz,
sorry,
my man.
Sorry, by default.
How's your baby daddy game, Hove?
Well, about to be a daddy soon.
There
you go. All right. Here we go, guys. We're going to do the first scenario. It's Team Brian along with Bridget from Inglewood. And the title of this show on the Maury Povich Show is I'm a Boy Maker. And that right there is a girl. It's obviously not my child.
Okay.
All right. So this is Terrence giving his explanation of why he's not the father. All right. Here it is.
Tatiana is crazy if she thinks her daughters are mine. Because here's the thing. I can't make girls. Tatiana was messing around with 5 other men when she got pregnant with her. Ooh. Tatiana and I weren't even having sex when she got pregnant. Mm. Tatiana was going from place to place with different guys throughout her whole pregnancy.
Wow.
Hmm. I don't even know. Is that possible? Is that a thing? You can only be a boy maker? I've never heard of that.
That's to do with chromosomes. And I'm pretty sure homeboy has both chromosomes that are needed, you know?
I'm pretty sure that even he hasn't done the genetic testing to figure that out anyway. I'd say he is the father. That's too much disrespect.
I think that's one of his homies right. Just told him, it's impossible, bro.
Bro, we're boy makers out here in these streets.
You ain't got that chromosome.
Right?
You were born without that chromosome. All right. So Bridget from Inglewood and Team Brian, is he the father or not?
I think we're going with yes, he is the father.
Yeah, he's the father.
He is the father?
He's a fool for all that.
All right, here it is. You guys are saying he is the father, Maury?
When it comes to 3-month-old Trinity,
oh my God.
Terrence.
I'm nervous.
You are the father.
Yeah! Yeah!
He can make girls!
Oh, a major...
Oh my God,
major win
so
for
nervous.
The science world there.
All kinds of science teachers right now are so proud that we're talking about chromosomes. But notice that we haven't said X or Y because we don't know the definition completely.
Right.
Let's not overstep our boundaries.
Right. Team Brian, along with Bridget from Inglewood up to no good, have 1 point. Yessi Ortiz, along with Hove in Glendale.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Here we go. Okay. So if you guys get this correct, you tie. If you get it incorrect, the point goes over to Team Brian and Bridget, and you lose the game.
Oh my God.
No pressure.
Hove.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You can't already apologize.
You just never know. You know?
All right, here we go. So the title of this show is You Can Run, But You Can't Hide from Me or Your Baby.
Oh.
All right. So it's actually Karen the baby mama calling out the alleged baby daddy on why he is the father.
Okay.
All right, so here's Karen.
The first time I was on the show, I was convinced that Maurice was cheating on me.
Hold on. She said the first time
I know
I was on the Maury Povich show. I just want to make sure you guys caught that.
Nope. Until, wow. Okay.
She's a vet. All right, she's
already a
vet.
A winner.
The first time I was on the show, I was convinced that Maurice was cheating on me, and I was right. Maurice says that Mariah is a white man's baby. My baby is half black and half white, made by me and Maurice.
Ooh.
When I prove I'm right, Maurice better step up and be a father.
There it is.
Oh my God. She scares me.
Yeah.
So my question for you is, do you believe Maurice is the father of Karen's baby? Hove.
There's conviction in her voice. There's conviction.
Nah.
Do you know you don't believe her? Are we going to say no? All right, I'm going to go with Hove on this one. Ooh. And we're going to say he's not the father.
It's a heady play. Put it on the listener.
I know.
There you go. You're saying Maurice is not the father. Maury?
That baby ain't mine.
When it comes to 9-month-old Mariah, Maurice, you are not.
Yo, it's time. It's time. Whoa. It's time. One to one.
All right.
Hope was like, nah.
You can just feel
nah.
it.
All right. Here it is. The final baby daddy scenario. For the win or for the loss.
Okay.
Team Brian and Bridget from Inglewood, all the pressure's on you. You get this right, you win the game. You get it incorrect, Hove, and yes, you win.
Oh, my gosh.
The third scenario is this. Brian. The title
of the morning. You guys are wrong. You already know.
Hey, stop talking trash.
Here we go, Hove. You guys ready? The title of this show on the Maury Povich Show was, "You've been a deadbeat dad long enough. Take care of your kid." So in this scenario, you have Jessica, the alleged baby, or she is the baby mama, and her mom calling out the potential baby dad.
Damn.
And all right? So Jessica and her mom.
I fell in love with Mike, but when I got pregnant with my daughter, Jessa, he completely abandoned us both.
He's trying to ruin my daughter's reputation in the process.
Oh, no.
He created a fake DNA result and showed it to everyone in our small town.
Wow.
It's time this weasel faces the fact that he is Jess's father and that he will start helping out or he'll have hell to pay.
Damn.
Oh, that weasel.
Oof. I mean, I can't believe that he's trying to ruin her reputation, and it's not the show. Jeez.
Wow.
Bridget from Inglewood, is Jessica's alleged baby daddy, Mike, the father, yes or no? What do you want to tell Brian? Guys, discuss it. This is it.
Brian, what do you think? I think it's a yes and no.
I think it's yes.
She's going to say yes
I
and
think
no.
Yes.
I think
okay,
it's
let's
yes.
Okay, let's go with yes.
Yeah, I mean, dude's faking DNA results.
Mom is on the show.
Mom's on the show, right. Called him a weasel.
For the win or for the loss, you're saying he is the
he
father.
He is the father. I'm going to say he is the father.
Here
yeah,
it is.
He's the father.
For the win.
He's not.
For the win, he is the father. That's what you're saying.
In the case of 9-month-old Jessa, Mike, you are not.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, Hove and Yessie Ortiz.
That's right.
Take the game.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Beginner's luck, man.
Beginner's luck. We did this. Maury's a homie. Hove knows what's up.
Damn. Okay. Hove, you win the LA Zoo Lights tickets. You got 4 tickets.
That's right.
For yourself.
Yo, it's my first time winning anything, so thank you guys.
You are a winner now for the rest of your life, bro. Look at Bridget being a good sport. Yes. Saying congrats.
We don't mean it.
Bridget, we're going to hook you up for being such a good sport with tickets to go see Bumblebee, the movie premiere.
Looks like we were supposed to lose.
It's at the Chinese Theater. All right?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
We love you, girl.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Our girl Chelsea is out for the day. We got Yessie Ortiz filling in.
The day that I bring my raincoat.
Yeah.
You brought your raincoat today. It's like crystal clear outside.
Yessie woke up. She's like, I'll tell you what happened to me yesterday is not going to happen to me today.
And the day before.
Not today.
2 days in a row of getting rains on? Nah.
It's mad sunny outside.
It's all sunny outside.
All right, guys, right about now, we got some gangsta Santa letters from kids. I don't know if you guys knew, but we have a pretty cool relationship with Santa. You know, all this week, he's been calling your kids out, trying to get them on the nice list. And he also shared these letters he's had in the past.
Yeah, these are basically examples of letters that are probably not the best approach in terms of letters from your kids to Santa Claus. So, I got a ton of these things, man.
So apparently, these are kids that wrote these letters.
Yeah, these are kids that wrote these letters to Santa Claus. Here we go.
Oh.
I got a little bit of hip-hop Christmas here.
Okay.
Here it comes. Oh,
you
all right.
You gonna wrap these letters or what?
Nah, but it just felt better than... I have options.
Okay.
The other option was this. Yeah, see, I'll give you the other option. You tell me which one you like better.
Okay.
Just silence.
Never mind. No, we're going back to hip-hop.
Welcome to
I got a lot
radio.
Of technology going on over here, all right? I got laptops. I got buttons. All right, here we go. Letters from kids to Santa Claus. Dear Santa Claus.
What?
Spelled it wrong, man. They're kids. Dear Santa Claus, all I want for Christmas is a few things. Well, I'm not sure if it will be a few things to you. Is 39 things too many things?
Wow.
Give me your email so I can send you my list.
Oh.
I think that will be easier than the postman. My dad is always complaining about them.
The mail.
From Michaela.
Aww, Michaela.
She's cute, though. And at the end, we're like, oh, okay, you'll get all 39 things
out. And she's thoughtful. She said, give me your email.
Yeah, she wants to, like, direct line.
Save paper.
Amen to that.
Dear Santa, I think you are a fat man.
Whoa! And I'm fat, though. Kind of chubby.
And I'm not going to leave any cookies because Mrs. Claus said you're on a diet and you need to stay away from junk food and don't eat too much when you're on your trip around the world. That's why I'm leaving vegetables with ultra skim milk this year. I hope you lose some weight because I feel bad for those reindeers who have to pull your sleigh.
Oh my
Get out of here, bro.
That's so mean.
Please bring me all the things that I asked for. Love you. Bye, Jennifer.
I feel like if you're going to have a daughter, that's going to be her, Brian.
Yeah, right. Hey, fatty, guess what? You need to get off those cookies. Dear Santa, this year for Christmas, I would like an American Dirt Girl doll, an Xbox, and a set of crutches.
What?
Even though I'm not hurt yet, I think I'll probably need crutches someday, and I want to be prepared.
Aww, they're ready to be prepared.
Love, McKinley. Wouldn't you be concerned if that was your kid, though?
Yeah.
You're like, what are you planning on doing?
Just want a neck brace and
need
crutches?
Yeah.
Trying out for the X Games? My family believes in you. I know I have been bad this year, but I am a kid. And it's the things we do. We try to be nice, but it's a waste of time.
Wow.
Because we have so much energy.
He's trying to explain.
I am sorry that your elves have to make me 15 things this year. Can you give me toys or you can give me money? I don't care. Either way. From Colin.
Wow. Damn, Colin.
Jeez. All right, Colin. Just keep it 100. You know what I'm saying?
Here's the last one. Dear Santa.
Nice.
I love that.
I want a real puppy this year. Not like the fake stupid one you brought me last year.
Yeah.
Please don't forget, even if my mom and dad say no to the puppy, it doesn't matter because you are the boss on Christmas, not them. Do not let them boss you around because I want a puppy. Love, Shayna.
Love, Shayna.
By the way, kids love to tell you when you're not the boss.
Yeah, they do.
Have you ever noticed that? You're not the boss of me.
It's my favorite thing to hear.
Right? Is it?
Nope.
No. It means things are not going well.
Absolutely. So definitely don't write letters like that, kids, because then Santa's not cool with it. You know what I'm saying? Then he sends them back, and he's like,
Have your
man.
Parents proofread it.
Yeah,
let's
there you
do
go.
That.
There
have you your go. Parents proofread
the
it.
The rule I live by is nothing good comes after you tell someone they can't have cookies.
Amen to that.
That's
bro.
True.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Here go. Chelsea's out covering an amazing event with Billboard and amazing women in music. Yessie Ortiz is in for her. Thank you, Yessie.
Yeah, man.
Catching up about
Thank
the
you.
Grammy nominees. You're welcome. Grammy nominations, guys. We're going to cover some of the three biggest categories. Record of the year, song of the year, and album of the year. I know it gets kind of confusing. Like, I always was like, what's the difference between record of the year and song of the year? And record of the year, it basically like honors the artist, their performance, producers, and engineers.
Ah, gets into that's that detail.
Record of the year. So that's mm-hmm. one song, one record, right? And then song of the year honors the songwriters. So I just so you guys know that because I didn't know that either. But
still,
good breakdown.
I'm still a little unclear. But yeah, let's keep
going. Yeah, sure. Yeah, see, that was a great
totally
breakdown, Brian. Like, I still don't get
I don't.
It. I like it. Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin, record of the year. That's pretty dope right there. That's nominated. This is America with Childish Gambino. God's Plan, Drake.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And All the
like
Stars.
Number one most streamed, too.
Yeah, yeah. That song blew it up. All the Stars, Kendrick Lamar and SZA. That's going to be real good. Rockstar, Post Malone, The Middle, Zed Morris and Gray. That song was on everybody's head. The Middle. Right? Everybody. I remember I was walking around Santa Monica with my wife and my daughter, and legit, like, this, like, SUV full of, like, bros. Like, just, like, frat bros, legit just rocking out in the middle.
Yes.
Just like, yes,
I want to be in that car.
Yeah, you got to watch out, though, when you're, like, a grown man dancing and that kind of stuff. Because then you look over and they're filming you. And you're like, ah, I'm on Twitter right
you
now.
You just become a meme. Oh, God.
I think Record of the Year is going to be between I Like It, God's Plan, and All the Stars.
Man, I like it. I like it.
I love it.
I love that song.
What about Album of the Year?
Album of the Year, she got her nominated this year, which she was surprised because she's like brand new somewhat. Brandy Carlile, By the Way, I Forgive You. Drake, Scorpion album.
Drake's going to win a lot.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Drake's going to have to bring
a wheelbarrow for all the awards he gets.
Drake leads the pack, or second, I'm sorry, Kendrick Lamar leads the pack, but Drake came in second with the most nominations at 7. Various artists from the Black Panther album. Those got nominated. Kacey Musgraves, she's a country artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone, shout outs to Post. He had a big year. Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy, and Janelle Monáe.
I love her.
Yeah.
She's so good. Brian, you got Song of the Year.
Song of the Year.
This is for the songwriters.
And All the Stars won, and it's led by one of the writers is Kendrick Duckworth, and I feel like that's probably Kendrick Lamar's writing name. Kendrick Duckworth.
It is.
Oh, I can't wait till we have him in the studio. I'm going to ask him, hey, Mr. Duckworth, how's it going?
That's real street cred.
We got Booed Up by LMA.
Oh, good for her.
God's Plan, Drake, In My Blood, Shawn Mendes, The Joke, Brandy Carlile, The Middle, Zed, Maren Morris, and Gray, Shallow, Lady Gaga, and Bradley Cooper from the movie.
Probably going to win a lot, right?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper wins a Grammy. That's not fair.
You can't be that good looking and a Hollywood star and a singer now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not fair, bro.
Yeah, something. No, I agree. Yeah. I was like, something bad's going to. I don't want to wish that on him. Just because he's winning awards makes me sound like such a bitter old person.
I don't want something terrible to happen, but at least, like, a chipped tooth. You know what I'm saying?
Right, like he stub his pinky toe. Not a big toe, just a pinky toe. Right before he's got to go. So he's got, like, a little hobble when he goes up. Then everyone would be like, oh, he's so cute with his little baby stubby.
And then when he grows in the grays, I'm like, oh, he's such a silver fox.
And then everybody, if he does get a chipped tooth, everybody's going to want to get one because it looks so good on him. You know what I'm saying? Never mind.
I don't know about all that, but. You know.
And then finally, This Is America, Childish Gambino, which is Donald Glover, by the way. If you didn't know, they're both the same guy.
Yeah.
Happens every time we talk about it. Somebody will hit us up on the text line, 877-971-HITS. They did not know that.
Yeah, same guy. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think he's going to retire the name Childish Gambino, though, because from what I heard is that he was going to do, like, one more album, and then he was going to be...
Really?
That's what I don't know. That was a rumor. Don't fact check me if you want to, but that was
he keeps doing videos with his shirt off.
He's just
right.
Some...
He just made dad bod just so cool
with the shirt off.
That's cool too. Whatever.
I mean, he takes his shirt off sometimes in Atlanta.
It makes me more comfortable to wear just no shirt. Because, you know, I have those gordito problems where you're like, you're about to go in the pool. You're like, let me wear a shirt, a white shirt to cover up my back.
That's right.
And then you jump in the pool and walk out, and it's like, it's all stuck to every single long.
You're pulling it off like this.
Yeah. It's just hot. It's just, what?
Get my nipples through here.
Get off me.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Yes, Ortiz is in studio hanging out with you this morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
But she came in. And she's already talking smack on Brian because of the way he eats his bagels. What's up with that?
I just never seen someone put sriracha on the bagel.
Well, I put sriracha on everything, first of all.
With the cream cheese. So it threw me off.
Listen, when I was a super broke comedian living in bunk beds in a studio apartment with my brother on Hollywood Boulevard, we would put sriracha. That was like the only thing we used to flavor anything we'd eat, like turkey patties, rice. And I love sriracha. It's my favorite hot sauce. And it just makes the cream cheese on a bagel so much better.
Yeah. So we have the regular cream cheese, and then we have the jalapeno cream cheese, then we have the sriracha on top of that cream cheese.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Sriracha's going on the jalapeno cream cheese, too. I will set my mouth on fire.
Yes.
And potentially other parts of my body later. Yes, but anyways.
Probably.
You know food isn't good until you're like...
I'm getting island sweat right now.
You know what? I'm Latina, Mexican.
Yeah.
But I can't eat chile.
Get out of here!
Yeah, I can't eat chile.
Did you get mad?
Not all Mexicans can eat chile, okay? Okay, I'm one of those.
Crickets.
She's had to fight that battle her whole life.
That's part of her therapist told her to say that today on air.
Yeah, right?
It's okay. It's just okay. Say it out loud.
Just say it out loud. You'll feel a lot better.
There's got to be another one of you out there somewhere.
Si se puede. Is there anybody else? Mexicanos, Latinos. A lot of Latinos don't like chile.
Dude, Claudia here. One of our comadres here. She doesn't eat chile either because she can't.
One of my homies, he's Dominican. Dominicanos don't like spicy stuff. at all, man. Like, I thought my boy was messing around. He's like, yo, yeah. I can't even have, like, a jalapeno chile next to my food.
Yeah.
And he tried one. He just, like, licked the tip. And
just a tip.
Wow.
Really?
Are the kids in school?
Really?
906.
I hope they are.
Really?
You
and
said it.
Homeboy freaked out. You thought about it.
We all did. Sure. We all
did. But anyways, coming up next. Yeah, you did. Coming up next, I want to talk to you about a text my boy Brian sent me. Late yesterday in the afternoon, he said, hey, bro, just had the most awkward hallway conversation with a guy in sales. Nobody will ever beat this. Ha, 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 ha. It involves urine.
Okay. We didn't have an awkward conversation right now because I felt we did.
Not as
topic. So it's more? Okay. Yeah.
There's more.
Oh, there's more.
There's
wow.
More with this game.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Let's be honest. I'm sure you've been a victim to this. I know I've been a victim to this. Just awkward coworker conversations in the hallway or in the lunchroom. You're just like, why?
Yeah, what is this conversation going?
Just let me eat this right here. Like, I'll be fine.
I feel like everyone just gets to that point where it's someone you may or may not know real well, and the conversation's going good, and both people are looking for an exit. You know what I mean? Like
right.
A strong close. We can both just take off.
How's it going? Yeah. Nice.
Has it ever happened? Like, even like you're no longer facing the person. You're like, turn your body like you're leaving.
Oh, yeah. Down the hallway and they're still talking. Like, okay.
You got to come back around the corner.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I agree.
Good morning, 97.1 Amp Radio. So this happened to Brian yesterday, and then he texted me right after it happened. He said, hey, just had the most awkward hallway conversation with a guy in sales. Nobody will ever beat it. Ha, 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 ha. It involves urine.
Okay.
I honestly didn't know how to respond to this. I gave him one of these emojis.
Like, sounds good, buddy.
Like the okay emojis, you know, where they're the index fingers holding your thumb and then the three fingers like, okay, sounds great. So here we are talking about it.
All right, so here's the thing. I'm not sure if it was a guy who works in our sales department or if it's somebody.
So we don't even know if he works here.
Well, he definitely works here.
Okay. Got it.
But here's the thing. Right now, K-Rock's got their acoustic Christmas concert this weekend at the Forum, so we got people everywhere handling tickets, promotions. We got extra engineers running around doing like wiring and stuff.
By the way, K-Rock is our sister station. We're in the same building, and they're right across from us.
Yeah, and we're always kind of trying to steal food from them because people give them free food all the time. Not that I'm like jealous or mad or anything, but feel free to bring by stuff.
And they're closer to the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there.
So.
Okay. Not
I'm in the hall. So here's how the urine comes into play.
Wow.
Okay. I've already checked
so
out.
So for the past like week and a half, I've been trying to get a health or a life insurance policy, right?
Oh, okay.
And I've been supposed to go to Glendale to get a physical. They'd like draw blood and they ask you a bunch of questions and stuff. And then every single day, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna come by tomorrow. And then about 2 o'clock, I'm like, I am not going to Glendale. That and then it's raining out the last few days.
No.
So finally, they keep hitting me up, and I feel bad because they like I asked to do this policy. You know, it's like a responsible grown up thing to do to get a life insurance policy. So I don't want to put it out to my family though, just because I don't want to get any ideas. But so they're like, hey, we can send someone to your place, and I'm like, oh, so I have them come to the station. So yesterday, this nice nurse Michelle, she comes by from the life insurance like
the lab. Yeah,
she comes in, she's wearing like scrubs and stuff, and I'm like, she's coming into the station. I'm like, I'm not sure if we're supposed to do this or whatever. She comes down, she comes to the office, and we do all the stuff, all the tests and everything, and then she's like, hey, I need a urine sample. And I'm like, oh, I guess I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta go to the bathroom, right? So I'm like, okay, so I go down to the bathroom, and she's like, just fill it up a little bit, right? But I gotta walk, like, it's not, the bathroom is not right next to the office. I gotta walk through, like, different doors. I have to scan a key card through. So here's what happened. I go, and I'm kind of, like, flustered and confused, and I've got to, like, I got a urine cup I got to fill in. I walk by our boss, Kevin Weatherly, and I'm like, hey, don't ask me any questions. Like, hey, buddy, and I just keep going. And I'm like, okay, so I keep going, and I get out. I fill the cup, like, a quarter of the way full, as I'm supposed to, right? And then I realize I don't have my key card anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So you're locked out.
Oh, my God.
And I start getting all flustered, and I'm like, oh, man. And I'm in the hallway, like, now I'm just kind of, like, I'm
holding
like,
your urine.
Yeah,
your
in my hand. I have a cup of urine in my hand. I'm, like, just kind of looking around, like, oh, and I'm like stuck in this weird hallway where I don't want to act like I've locked myself out. So I'm kind of doing the thing where I keep kind of walking towards the door and then no one comes and I walk backwards.
No.
And I'm just like frantically moving around. Then an individual comes up and goes, hey, Brian, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, shoot. I know this. I've seen this person before, but I'm not exactly sure. And we're having an awkward chit chat. And I'm just fingers crossed he's going into the into the studio section of the building because I need to follow him. I need to tail. I need to follow him in there. And so I'm sitting there, and we're having this awkward conversation. I'm not really listening to him because I'm like, I need to get back there. This is so weird. And he goes, hey, bud, hey, I know it's kind of weird, but your fly's down.
Oh.
And I go, it's even weirder because I'm also holding a cup of my own urine.
Were you hiding it and he couldn't see it?
He couldn't see the cup. He just saw my fly was down. He's trying to be nice. And I'm like, buddy, it's so much weirder. And he looks at me, he's like, oh. And so I'm like trying to put my fly up with one hand, which is like
hard. Can you
hard.
Hold my urine?
I did not have him do that. I feel like that would taint the sample, also give me all sorts of human resource problems. But then he goes like, are you locked out? I was like, yeah. So he just scanned me in, and then I go in, and I'm like, I'm just holding a cup of my own urine. So I'm like, please, God, run into no one else. And I come around the corner of the hallway, and all, like, our bosses, like...
They just got out of a meeting.
Yeah, and they're walking the opposite direction. I'm like, oh, thank God. Thanks. I don't have to, like, wade my way through with a good. Cup of my own urine.
Although, I don't think that would probably be the first time our bosses have seen
a
radio host that has to do urine tests every day.
This is probably the safest place for you to go... experience that
for other reasons though. Yeah. You're like, we need you to do a urine test every day for other reasons.
I feel bad because I don't know who it was I was talking to, and they were trying to be nice. Something, my fly was down, and I was like, doesn't matter, dude, I'm holding a cup of my own piss, right? It doesn't matter.
There it is, man. You know what, those are gonna be some good conversations at our holiday party.
Yeah.
97.1
Amp
Radio.
Monday through Friday at this time, reach out to Santa on the North Pole. He's nice enough to call your kids and put them in check. Brian, who are we going to hear today? Who did Santa call?
We got an email from Amber. Uh-huh. And she has a whole slew of kids that she needed help with.
Oh.
Her two daughters are Chloe and Cadence. And she also was always keeping an eye on Chloe and Cadence's little cousins. Mm-hmm. So she needed help immediately yesterday after school. So in the afternoon, I patched her through to the North Pole to give her a little bit of help on her way home.
Santa's so nice for doing this, man.
Hello?
Hello, is this Amber?
Yes.
Hey, Amber. It's Santa Claus. Oh, who is that sweet little angel in the background?
Hi, Santa Claus.
Oh, is this Chloe or Cadence?
Cadence.
Is your sister Chloe with you, too?
Yeah, our present.
Slow your roll there, sister.
Let's get to it.
Do you guys think you've been on the nice list this year?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what all guilty people say. What have you done that's not been nice this year?
Fighting sisters.
Oh, you've been fighting with your sister?
I didn't mean to do it. We're friends and cousins.
You're what?
She says their cousins are in the car as well.
How many kids do we have? Holy moly.
One, two, three, four.
Four bad kids.
Four bad kids. Oh, Amber, you have your hands full.
Yeah, we didn't mean to be bad.
As long as you don't mean to be bad, you are good in Santa Claus's book. Okay, first of all, says here in my notes, that you guys need to stop farting on your mom, Amber? Is that true?
Yes, smell like farty.
Oh, they smell like farty.
It does not smell like cotton candy.
Hold on. I feel like this is going the wrong way fast. Who said their farts smell like cotton candy?
Oh, all
of you think your farts smell like cotton candy?
Yeah.
What about the rest of you cousins in the car? What do you guys' farts smell like?
Deviled eggs.
My farts are the only farts that smell good, and they smell like candy canes, okay?
That's funny. They smell like candy canes. I love
Oh, then you know what I'm going to do when I go to your house and I drop off presents? I'm going to fart a bunch in your house so it smells like candy canes. Is that okay?
Yay, candy canes!
Oh. Yay!
Amber, stay out of this. This is between me and the kids.
Mommy fart too.
Oh, Amber.
Oh, this just turned into one heck of a fart fiesta now, didn't it? Let's talk about what you guys want for Christmas. Chloe, you're up first. What do you want for Christmas?
I want a real unicorn.
A real unicorn? Holy moly, all the kids want real unicorns. I'm going to have to go track those things down. Cadence, what about you? What would you like for Christmas?
A fingerling.
A fingerling? Oh, I love those little guys. What about the cousins in the car? I'm not going to leave them out of this. What do they want for Christmas?
Can I get a tablet?
Oh, I'll work on a tablet. Tablets I can do. Okay, what about the other cousin?
I want a reindeer.
How am I going to get home if I drop off a reindeer? I can't leave a reindeer.
I want clothes.
Clothes? Of course I can do clothes. Look at me. I'm the most styling guy that I know. Fashion icon over here. You should have laughed at me when I called myself a fashion icon. Rude. I'll tell you what I'm going to bring you guys for sure, and that is a bunch of air fresheners for that fart wagon that you're driving. You guys are all on the nice list. Merry Christmas. I love you all.
Bye, Santa.
You're back on the naughty list, you little farter.
Oh my gosh, you said I'll fart in your face, Santa.
She came with threats at Santa Claus.
Can we invite Candace over and just let her host? She's so cute.
Listen, if you want Santa to reach out to your kids, I know we're getting lots of texts. Sometimes Santa sounds like Homer Simpson, sometimes like Anchorman. Listen, Santa has been all around the world. And he's been hanging
he's
out with tons of people.
He's picked up a couple of accents here and there.
Yeah.
He's bilingual. He speaks all languages.
All of it. Bilingual speaks all languages.
He's multilingual.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
But you're a lot happier that it's sunny today. And it's Friday.
Oh, I what day it. Is it? Hold on.
It's what? Friday.
Why?
Party like, and party. And
throwing some cue?
I mean,
it's whatever's on Brian's playlist on
his
phone.
It's, all good.
It's kind of embarrassing that I don't have that.
It's okay, man.
Thanks for bringing that up.
You're wearing the NWA t-shirt.
I know.
Wow.
That's the first time anyone's ever worn an NWA t-shirt and played Rebecca Black.
All right, man. Thank you for hanging out with us, giving us another week to do what we love. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Our girl Chelsea's out in New York covering an awesome event with Billboard in regards to amazing women in music.
I saw that Ariana Grande got the Woman of the Year.
Yeah, so can't wait for her to come back in on Monday and tell us all about that situation. Epic experience. Thank you to Yessi Ortiz for being here yesterday and today.
Thank you guys.
You get the Dopest Moment Award along with some of our listeners.
Oh, okay.
So Dopest Moment Award goes to Yessi Ortiz.
Oh, I appreciate that.
For showing up so early. Appreciate
you. 2 days in a row.
That was dope enough. Thanks.
And show up. To his beautiful family from the 909, the IE representando right here, Amber and all of her children.
There's a herd of kids in that car.
We've been hanging out with Santa a lot this week. He's been calling your kids to put them in check and get them on the nice list. And these kids, I know we just played this call 20 minutes ago, but we had to give them the dopest moment highlight-wise because this is legit the dopest thing that happened all day today, all this week, maybe all this year.
It's so funny.
These kids are hilarious.
Oh,
says here in my notes that you guys need to stop farting on your mom, Amber. Is that true?
Yes, smell like farty.
Oh, they smell like farty.
It does not smell like cotton candy.
Hold on. What about the rest of you cousins in the car? What do you guys' farts smell like?
Smell like
devil eggs. My farts are the only farts that smell good, and they smell like candy canes. Okay,
that's funny. They smell like candy canes.
Oh, then you know what I'm gonna do when I go to your house and I drop off presents. I'm gonna fart a bunch in your house. Okay,
candy canes. Mommy farts too.
Yo, Amber.
Bye, Santa.
Santa will fart in your face. I know what Santa's going to bring. That a whole family. Straight up oxygen masks.
That's right.
For the whole family.
Air fresheners.
Some Febreze.
The air freshener, the little green tree.
Yep. Yeah. Just hang them all over the tree for them.
That's the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
It's just the green one that smells good. Do you guys like that one? That one gives me headaches. In cars. You know what I'm saying?
I like the apple cinnamon.
All right,
the apple cinnamon flavors, you know?
I like to put
that
in the
gives
new,
a little extra
I like the new car smell one that you put in like someone's old busted up jalopy. Hey, it smells new, man. It
smells new.
Lay off my 91 Civic.
It's not about the wrapping, bro. It's about the gift inside.
They're like,
wow.
They're like, close your eyes and inhale. You like my new car? There you go. Brian, Chelsea, and Edgar, we'll be back on Monday. Yes, we'll be back on middays on Monday, I believe.
Yeah, I think Crystal B is coming up next for me, so she's going to cover 10 to 2 today.
All right, cool. Yeah, and then you're going off on a nice little surprise trip that you have for your boyfriend Milo for his birthday today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Somewhere
he has no idea where I'm taking him.
Somewhere where it's 30 degrees.
That's the high.
That's the high, and the low is like 8 degrees.
So it's going to be the back of some restaurant. It's going to be the freezer and the fridge.
Oh, I like that. It's creative.
No?
You had to bring a swimsuit and stuff.
And bring your swimsuit. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to surprising him.
That's awesome. You're an amazing...
Happy birthday, Milo. I love you.
Girlfriend, Yessie.
Thank you. I would say I'm an amazing partner.
There you go.
I like the word partner.
You guys are partners.
Yeah, we're partners. Teammates, you know?
Absolutely. That's what it's about. Happy birthday to Milo, our man crush every day. We love you, bro.
Leave a comment on the Instagram if you want to send him a happy birthday shout out.
Don't look into his eyes too hard, though. I mean, yeah.
You might fall.
Make sure you follow Yessie.
Yeah, at Yessie Ortiz. And shout out to Crystal B, who's filling in for me next.
Coming up next. Love you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us this week. And remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy, all right? Not even farts.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.